Okay, so some of the common signs, Yahya, that you know someone can quickly pick up. What major one is the productivity level. I think the decrease in productivity level is kind of a big one. Noticing also maybe if they mention, oh, you know, having headaches or just the expression of walking in, they call it walking in heavy. Sometimes people just, you know, let it swing by and say, okay, you know, this is maybe just having a bad day. But if it goes on for quite a long period of time, then it's kind of at that point you should actually have a one-on-one sit down with him. Signs of maybe coming into office late, relatively late. I know some companies will either start going through the process of punishing them, giving out notices or coming in late, instead of actually sitting down and asking them why, what's currently happening. You know, difficulty meeting deadlines is also a big one as well, if you're looking at the KPIs. But also being present, yeah, I think that's a big one. You will notice this even during the breaks when the employees are, you know, engaging with one another and so forth. That lack of presence that the person has, you know, and they're there, but they're not there. Those are some of the clear symptoms and signs, that noticeable signs that you'll be able to identify. And if you dig deeper into that, and this comes from obviously regular checkups, not just checkups with regards to your performance, that's one aspect, but of the individual, looking beyond the title now, which is very important. And that's something that management should really try and differentiate between the two, the individual person, the human, and the title and the responsibility. So when they actually have that sit down with the human, you'll be able to identify, okay, what's the root cause of you feeling this way and how can we diagnose this?
You mentioned sitting down with a human as well as one of the signs that someone is potentially suffering from bad mental health at work is that they miss the key performance indicators, the KPIs. And you know, nowadays, we find that a lot of companies and we find a lot of managers focusing a lot on that key performance indicators, trying to push for people to meet their KPIs. And sometimes that comes at the cost of mental health, and mental health then gets overlooked. So why do we find this dynamic and environment in workplaces where more emphasis is placed on your key performance indicators and meeting those key performance indicators instead of ensuring that the employee and the person, as you said now, is doing well so that they can, through that health, essentially meet their KPIs?
So this is actually a big topic, with regards to the KPIs, and it's something that's always being reassessed. And you know, if you have a target, they just say, yeah, you in the sales department, your target is to hit 1 million rand and so forth. And as the years is going on, your KPI is increasing because you have, you know, more clients and so forth. And it comes at the cost, though. Time is a big one. Now, yeah, you have to increase your efforts. If you are not already working at 100%, you now have to work at 110%. You have to increase on that. We also face sometimes a lack of support from management when these targets are increased and KPIs are increased. Yes, it does come with salary benefits, maybe 2 or 3 extra leave days, and some other benefits that come along as well. But with regards to the increase in targets and so forth, it's very black and white. And I think a lot of the times people look at this and think, okay, this is the indicator that the person is doing well in their job, which is not always the case. We find in today's time, after that they often look they're not mentioning that the employees are utilizing some drugs, misusing some substances, let alone
Mafari, the line is a bit bad. Can you perhaps move around a bit?
Can you hear me?
It's a little bit bad.
Okay, I'll just move around here.
It's getting slightly better, but it's a little bit bad.
Okay. How's it now? Maybe.
Yeah, there we go.
So just back on the KPI aspect, something that needs to be reassessed, because we know as humans, it's not just black and white.
Yeah.
The person is the target every year, it doesn't mean that they're doing well. It doesn't mean that they're doing really bad also, because they have this expectation placed upon them. Their home life could be suffering. Their physical life could be suffering. But as I mentioned, that there is an increase in substance abuse in the workplace.
Mm.
amount of Ritalin that's being utilized, those who are not even prescribed to, at night, many people, their shifts are so gematria that they're unable to go to sleep. They're leading to benzos like Xanax and so forth. There are also those who are in much extreme cases, this is like really extreme cases, where they have to resort into cocaine. And it's a common practice within the workplace, within that certain department. This is what we find in today's time. So yes, the person hitting the target. Yes, the person earning a good amount, but at what cost? Mm. This is what we need to find. Mm. And that EI aspect is something that really needs to be reassessed. And the link to that as well, from certain gyms that don't require as much physical interaction, right, is the introduction of AI. Because that in itself also is a threat that people are worried about your job security, because these machines, they don't sleep.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can work 24/7.
They don't need salaries.
They're not asking for a raise.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of the stuff that comes about. And, you know, the electricity that's required is much less than the salary that's offered to the employees. That's another threat that many of them are posing.
Mm. Ali, just in closing, if any of the listeners currently are facing mental health challenges within their workplace for whatever reason, whether it be work culture issues, whether it be like you mentioned, people getting promotions and then that increases their KPIs, for whatever reason, if they are experiencing bad mental health within the workplace and it's due to workplace factors, what would your message be to them, and how can they get the necessary help that they need?
I would say exhaust all the resources within the company. What I mean by that is obviously speak to someone close within the company. Start off small. It's overwhelming. For many people, it's overwhelming. It's in a workplace where it's actually frowned upon to speak about mental health. You find it more in construction and rigorous activities, labor-intensive environments where they demand you to work 24/7. And also with regards to reaching out to management and so forth, confidently speak to them. And listen, if that doesn't pan out, then seek alternatives outside of the work. Because there are many, many counseling hubs that are out there. And you won't realize how much you need until you experience it for the first time, and then you realize, oh, this is why I'm feeling so. The help is out there. Obviously, for us to go out there and try and reach, it can be difficult. There are many facing with depression and so forth. Just to get out of bed in the morning is already a struggle. And if you have partners at home, if you have a loved one at home, start with them first. Start with them. You'll feel this load coming off your chest if you just speak to someone about it. And try, very important, this is a very important point, is try to switch off, in the sense of putting off all your devices, taking a walk in the park. And for those who are religiously inclined, look above, you know, try to connect to the one above. Even that kind of interaction as well is something that can help greatly with mental health.